Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before his presence came and changed me. Amen. For our young people, amen, when we're lost in sin, many of us are older now. And when we were lost in our sins, when we were living the way the world wanted us to live, when God saved us and changed us, that's what that song is saying. We're not going back to what we used to be. Amen. Amen. Not going back to lying and stealing and cheating. Yes. Amen. Yes. Not going back. Amen. Amen. To doing things that God did not approve of. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And y'all not too young to be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all need to be saved right now. Amen.
Yes.
Children are dying at y'all age every day.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You don't want to die and not be saved. Amen.
Amen.
You don't want to die and not be saved. Why? Because if you die and you are not saved and anchored in Jesus, amen, you're going to go to hell, amen?
Amen?
You are going to the devil, amen, to hell, amen? God promised that thing, amen? He will save us, amen, he will. He wants to save us. He wants our soul, but the enemy also wants our soul. When y'all hear pastor talk about enemy, I'm simply talking about who? The devil, amen? Because he is an enemy of God, that means he's an enemy of ours. And because we're on God's side, that means he doesn't like us, amen? Who cares if the devil doesn't like us, amen? He can't beat God,
amen?
He cannot top God in anything, amen? So everything you do, do it to the glory of God,
amen?
Wherever you are, even in school, you should represent who God is,
amen?
Thank you, God. Even on our jobs, adult, we should represent who God is. Here I go again with the social media. Can people see God on your Facebook page? Can people understand who God is on your Instagram? Amen? What's the more of them? Do they know you godly? Amen? What's that? Snapchat. Are you saying things and taking a part in conversations that are ungodly? Amen? You looking back smiling, I hope not, amen? Thank you, Lord. Because you don't know when God is coming, and if you're not representing him, then you're simply representing the devil.
Amen?
Amen. How many of y'all want God to have your souls this morning? Come on, come on, come on. How many of y'all, when you die, want to make sure that you rest until he brings you back? Amen? Or you want to, when he comes back and he receives this, because the word of God says the dead, if we die before Christ comes back, it says the dead in Christ shall rise first. That means when he cracked that sky, when he come on those clouds, those of us who are dead are going to come up, our souls are coming up to meet him. Amen? So what you think going to happen to those who don't rise with him? Amen? Thank you, Lord. They're going to be right there. Amen? They're going straight to hell. And they're going to burn forever. How many of y'all ever burned yourself? Touch something hot. How many of you in here ever touch something hot? It burn and hurt, don't it? How many of you would want to take and stick your hand into a flame and just leave it there forever? Y'all know when you burn yourself, it take a long time for that thing to stop burning, even if it's a little one, isn't it? It keeps burning. And one of the things that I learned in a latter age, I don't remember if it's still working. I used to think it worked. If I burned myself, I was told to put my hand near a hot light bulb, and it would draw the heat out. Amen? So heat begets what? Heat. Heat pulls on heat. So once you're in that fiery furnace, burning forever, your whole self just burning forever. Jesus, have mercy. I think about people who have died in fires. Lord Jesus, that's got to be horrible. But guess what? While they were in that fire, they eventually died, so they couldn't feel it anymore. But when you get in that hellfire, you're going to feel that thing forever and ever and ever. See, there's some eternal life both ways. See, we're living for God's eternal life, amen? So we can have peace and joy. And what else did that song say? Thank you, God. Grace and favor, amen? But if we live unaccordingly to God's will, God's way, and God's word, we're going to find ourselves in a mess. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, give God a praise. Amen. We talked last week about the 40 days. Amen. We're going to continue because there's some more to it. Amen. This is just day 14, if I'm not mistaken. Amen. Christ was steadily doing some things and showing himself. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 40 days. This is going to be the second part. Amen. I don't know whether it's going to a third part or fourth part or not. But I'm going to give you what God gave me to give you this morning, the 40 days. Sister Jalen read in our hearing Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And she also read Acts 1, 1 through 5. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Come on up with that scripture. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, chapter, the 18th through the 20th verses. And Jesus came up and spoke to them. Them who? His disciples. Saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and what? Earth. Amen? Amen. Then he told them, this is an instruction. He said, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, not just some of them, not just who you want to choose. He said, go and make disciples of all the nations. Amen. Yes. Those who will, let them come. Amen. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the what? Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. He says, go into all the nations, go into the world. Go into every neighborhood, amen? Go into every school. Go on to every job, amen? Go into every home. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. He says, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He says this too, teaching them, who is them now? All the nations. Come on, stay with me. All the nations, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. I already told you what to do now. I already told you, so now you got to what? Relay it to them. To observe all that I commanded you. And lo, guess what? Christ says, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. The end of the age hadn't come yet, y'all. He's still with us. Amen? Amen. Come on, give God a praise. Thank you, God. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Last week, as we talked about 40 days, amen, you're going to do right now. Come on, thing. Come on. Hallelujah. Last week, as we talked about the 40 days that Christ remained on the earth after his, what, resurrection. Amen. Talked about the 40 days after Christ. That Christ stayed on the earth after his resurrection. Amen. We're going to give you some more details about those 40 days. Amen. We know that he showed himself to some people. We know that Mary Magdalene was the first one he showed himself to. We know that when the women went to the tomb and rolled the stone away. And the stone had been rolled away. He wasn't there, but he soon showed himself. Amen? Amen. He had to fulfill the word of God. Amen. We know that he showed himself to the disciples, and one of the disciples wasn't there when he first showed himself. That man's name was Thomas. Amen. And down through the years, we picked up this thing called Doubting Thomas. I wonder if y'all knew that's where that came from. Let me tell you, most of the sayings that the old folks have come up with, if you research them and you line them up, they're biblically sound. Amen? So Doubting Thomas, they didn't just pick a name Thomas because Thomas doubted. He said to them, probably, are y'all kidding me? Christ was here. Christ is alive. He said to them, I need to see the holes in his hands. Because, see, he was there when they pounded those nails through his hands. Amen? Amen. He said that I need to see the hole, be able to put my hand in a hole in his side. Because he was there when they stuck a spear through his side. Amen? Thank you, God. He said, I need to see it for myself. Have y'all ever been told anything and you really looking like, should I believe this? Is this person really telling the truth? Some things are just what? Unbelievable. And folks got to come up with some concrete evidence, amen, to make y'all believe, amen. Thomas said, give me some evidence, amen. Y'all sounding a little crazy to me right now. But this is the thing I really don't understand about Thomas, you see. Because Thomas was there all the while when Christ kept telling them, destroy this temple in the 3 days, I'm going to what? Raise it back up. Christ told them he wasn't done. He told them he was coming back, amen. But sometimes we are told something, but we just need some evidence to believe it. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that our faith is what we need to have to really believe God. We've been on this thing lately. We believe in God, but do we believe God? Amen? God got you. Wherever you're going, wherever you got to go, wherever, whatever you're doing, God has got you. He's in control. Amen? Thank you, Lord. So my question this morning is, what did Jesus do during his 40 days on earth after his resurrection? And we're continuing from last week. The Bible tells us that Jesus appeared at least 10 times. How many of y'all knew that? Over the 40-day period. After he arose from the dead. See, you can tell somebody Christ died. The people saw him go on the cross. The people saw when they beat him all night long, tore his flesh off of him. The people saw him dragging this heavy cross, amen? It wasn't little like this, y'all. It was bigger than him. It was made out of tree, amen? Made out of a tree, amen? So the people saw him drag that cross and stumble, or he was already bloodied. The blood didn't come when he got on the cross. They done beat him all in his face and head. They'd already put a crown of thorns. How many of y'all know what a rose thorn looks like on the vine? And it's got all those prickly things. They took and wrapped some of that up and made a crown. Amen? And stuck it down on his head. Thank you, God. After he was already in pain. Lord Jesus. The people saw all of that. Mary watched as her baby boy, now a full-grown man. She watched as he drug that cross. Amen? She watched as even made him drag the cross. And then when he got to where they wanted him to be, got to Calvary. They laid the cross down. Amen? God said, if I be lifted up, what's going to happen? I'm going to draw men unto me. So see, they had him on the, they laid the cross down on the ground. Amen? They laid it down. Amen. Come here. Come here, Alder. Come here. They laid the cross on the ground. Amen. Now that's easy for us because that's small. But it took men, soldiers, to lay that cross down. Lay that cross down. Amen. They had to take and lay that thing down. Amen. And then they made him lay on it. See, they laid him out on that cross. Thank you, God. So that cross was probably from the end of this thing to the other end. They made him lay out on it, amen? And they made him, they took his hands and they nailed him onto that cross. Thank you, God. And they say that when you look at the history of it, they put it right through here. Can you imagine somebody bamming a nail through there? And the nails back then were probably, Lord Jesus, thick. Thicker than this, what you see. So they nailed both his hands, amen? He was already beaten, wounded, and tired, and hurt. So they nailed him. And then they took and put those feet on top of each other and nailed through those feet. Jesus, have mercy. But he said, if I be lifted up, see, he's laying on the cross right now. He said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw men unto me. Now, for us, that means we need to lift the name of Jesus wherever we are. We need to tell people about Jesus wherever we go. But see, one of the mistakes they made that day, watch this. When they laid him out and they nailed him, they had two crosses on either side with thieves, amen? And then they took his cross and they lifted it up. They lifted it up. They lifted it up. And when they lifted him up, the power of God begin to take over. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. At that time, the curtain in the temple was rent. That means torn down. There used to be a curtain that went all the way across. Amen. And only the priest could go behind the curtain. Amen. And go to God for us. But at that time, God tore down the curtain. Amen. Even the priest wasn't worthy to do what Christ could do. The sacrifice was made, amen, thank you, God. I know I'm supposed to be on 40 days, but this is where God is taking me right now. So I got to lead y'all up to that thing because I don't want y'all to think he just went to sleep. They beat the death out of him. They beat death into him. And it says he was on that cross. Before he died, he was still trying to see about folks. He made sure his mother was taken care of. And he looked at the disciple John, whom he loved so much. And he looked at his mother. He said, "Mother, this is now your son. John, look upon, this is now your mother. I won't be here to see about her, but I need to make sure she's still taken care of." That's the kind of God we serve. Even when he's going through, he's still seeing about us. I don't want y'all to think he just went into a coma. They beat him until life had to leave that physical man. The word of God says he even talked to his father, talked about us. Watch this. We done beat him within inches of his life. And he looks up to God and he says, "Father, forgive them, Lord Jesus, for they know not what they do." How many of y'all willing to forgive when somebody done beat you in inches of your life? We don't want to forgive when folks talk about us. We don't want to forgive when folks cause us to get angry. We want to hold that mess, hold that stuff. But all that he went through, and he had done nothing to these people but help them. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And God, I thank you that he asked forgiveness for us. Because God could have wiped out the earth right then. He wiped it out for Noah. He could have wiped it out right then. Amen? God knew he sent his son to endure this thing. But even though he knew he had to do it, do you not think his father was hurting? Will you look upon your child being beaten, being kicked down, being spat on, being cursed? Amen. Come on. Would you look, Trey? You wouldn't be able to take it if that was Caleb they put on that cross. Your mothers and fathers wouldn't be able to take it if that was y'all they put on that cross. They'd be coming through trying to fight. Get the boys. We got to save him. He didn't need saving. He was there to save us. And I need y'all to really understand that Christ died so that we would be forgiven for our sins. We don't have to go to the priest. We don't have to wait till the priest can get back or we can get to the temple. The sacrifice has already been made. We don't have to slaughter the lambs and the goats anymore to take them to get prayer. Come on, Jesus. All we have to do is go to God and pray. Amen? Thank you, God. Lord Jesus, I'm just going to a whole nother place, God, this morning. The 40 days, you needed to understand what took place before he was put in that tomb. Because when he gave up the ghost and the spirit of life left that body, he was dead. They took his body down. Man from Arimathea, amen, came and asked for his body. Joseph of Arimathea, amen, came and asked for his body. Came and asked for his body. Let me tell you something. God does all things well. You see, when they used to crucify the people and put them on the cross, God, thank you. I don't know why you got me here, but we're going to stay right here for a minute. When they used to crucify the people and put them on the cross, see, crucifixion just didn't come along because of Christ. They used to crucify people who did wrong. Crucifixion was the way they took care of people that stole things. See, instead of you just going to jail, they would crucify you, you see. They would put you on a cross and hang you up there in front of the people and make you shame until you died. Amen? That's what it was all about. So this, the crucifixion, the cross, was made for those who had done wrong. That's why this is so significant to us. Because he did no wrong. Even when he went before the court, you see, the people said, we don't want him. Give us Barabbas. Barabbas was a convict. Come on, Jesus. Wow. Y'all know there are people sitting in jail right now who are innocent of crimes. Do y'all watch the news every now and then, and a whole lot lately? Something comes on the news where somebody's been in jail for 40 years, 30 years, and they're finding out that the person didn't do the crime. How y'all think that person feeling about now? You think that person is going to walk out and say, Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. It's a hard thing to go down for something you didn't do. But Christ went down for the stuff we do. And he went down hard, Elder. Amen? So after he went through all of that, and they put him in a tomb, after he went through all of that, he still came back. He still came back because God brought him back to what? Life. Thank you, Lord. So during that time that he came back, thank you, Lord, I'm going to wrap this up. We're going to have to come back to this next week. Amen? Three things we're going to look at. First, we're going to look at who Christ appeared to. Who did he let see him? Who did he show himself to? After he was out of the grave, amen? Secondly, we want to see what he said. And thirdly, we're going to look at what he did. One thing we do know, or don't know, one thing we don't know, is where Jesus was during the times he wasn't appearing. Bible doesn't tell us. So that first day he showed himself to Mary Magdalene. Another day he showed himself to disciples. But see, he didn't show himself to somebody every 40 days now, y'all. We're not sure on some of it where how long he stayed in their presence. But we know he was in their what? Presence. The first appearance was he showed himself to Mary Magdalene. Somebody find Mark, the 16th chapter, the 9th through the 11th verses. Amen? And then somebody find John, the 20th chapter, 11 through 18. Mark 16, 9 through 11. And Sister Caitlin, however, you can keep up with me. Keep up with me. Amen? Mark 16, 9 through 11. And John 20, 11 through 18. This is when he's, this is the thank you, Lord, confirmation of him showing himself to Mary Magdalene, amen? This is the first person that saw him after he arose. Lord Jesus, how would y'all feel if somebody y'all know y'all just watched buried walk up in your face? Come on, God. Nobody but Jesus, amen? So what's that first one? Mark 16, 9 through 11. You got it, Tabernico? Read that for us.
And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her,
Read that thing one more time. Hey, wait a minute. Read that last part about did what?
Out of whom he had cast seven devils.
Keep going.
And when she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not.
My Lord. When did he cast those seven devils out, y'all? Before he was crucified or after? Before. Before he was crucified, he cast seven devils out of her. Jesus, have mercy. Y'all know we got devils that trying to live in us? Y'all know the devil tries to live in us, right? When you find yourself in something and you saying, go steal that. Go, ain't nobody looking, go ahead. That's the devil. Or you did something and your mama found out, no, I didn't do that. Mari did that. Donald did that. And you know you lying. That's the what? Devil using you. So you have a lying spirit. You might have a stealing spirit. Amen. Some people have a cussing spirit. When folks just cut, them devils. Amen. Some people have spirits that are uncontrollable, uncontainable. Y'all see people walking down the street talking to themselves. They're consumed. They're consumed, y'all. They're consumed. Y'all see people acting crazy. They're consumed. Amen. Amen. Some people have violent demons. Amen. Want to fight. Want to fight. Them demons. Those are anything that's not good and not of God. The devil is trying to let those demons live in you. And let me tell you, when they cast out, when you give them up to God, you got to let them go. And you got to replace it, though. You got that empty space got to be replaced with the word of God, with prayer. And supplication, because guess what? If you don't, they're coming back and they're going to bring some more with them. Oh, empty house, let's move in here. Thank you, God. John, 20th chapter, 11 through 18. But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping, and so as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her, woman, who said to her? Why are you weeping? What you crying for? She said to them, because they've taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. She knew his body was supposed to be in that tomb. Who came in here and moved his body? I want to know where his body is. Come on. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Come on. Why y'all think she didn't know it was him at first? Because she thought he was what? Come on. But Jesus said to her, see, he spoke to her so she could recognize his voice. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, she still didn't know it was him. Tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away. Come on, go. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Now, y'all know all throughout the studying of Christ's life, his disciples and his followers referred to him as what? Teacher. Because he taught them. He taught them on a day-to-day basis. Amen? Keep on going, Sister Caitlin. Jesus said to her, stop clinging to me. Time to let go. Come on. For I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren, and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God. And that 18th verse says, Mary Magdalene came announcing to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he, the Lord, Jesus Christ, has said these things to her. So she went to take the report. There were many times when Christ was alive that he told people what? Don't tell anybody what just happened. Don't go brag about what I just did, amen? But this time he told her, go to my brethren, go to my disciples, go to my followers, and let them know that I have been seen, amen? Thank you, God. That's the first account of Christ being seen. The next account of Christ being seen was by two people, one named Cleopas on the way to Emmaus. Now, let me ask you this. How many of y'all would have believed Mary? And they said, well, who was with you? Come on. See, God does everything in order. Who was with you, Mary? How we know we can believe you, Mary? Oh, Jesus. How do we know we can believe you? We go into Mark, the 16th chapter, 12 through 13. And we're going to go into Luke, the 24th chapter. We're not going to read all that, somewhere between the 13th and 35th verses. But let's go to Mark, the 16th chapter, 12 through 13th verses. Two people, one named Cleopas, on the way to Emmaus. Now, see, Mary was by herself. Some folks might have said, there she go. You know she was a follower of the old Jesus anyway. You know he already told her, I'm coming back, so she wants us to believe. It's a trick, it's a trick, it's a trick, amen? So now Christ got to show himself to more than one person, amen? Thank you, God. Anybody found Mark the 16th for me? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Caitlin. 12 through 16. Somebody read for me. Yes.
And afterwards he was manifested unto the 11.
Appeared, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And we went a little far, but the two, one name, Cleopas, amen. And if we go into the book of Luke in the 24th chapter, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's the account Luke gives of what took place. Amen. 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 We're not going to go much further. Amen. I just need y'all to know there are some more accounts. I'm going to give you the rest of the accounts. Amen. He showed himself to Peter. Amen. But let me get back to this right here. When he showed himself to Mary, there was nobody else. There was no witness. Sometimes God got to provide a what? Witness. Amen. Let me say, the Holy Spirit is always our witness. But sometimes God knows people. He knows people. Let me let more than one of y'all see this thing. Both of y'all can't be imagining this. Amen. Somebody might have said, Mary, you was daydreaming. But two people, come on, God. Two people can't be daydreaming the same thing, amen? Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. And then he showed himself to Peter in Luke 24, in 1 Corinthians 15 and 5. He showed himself to the 10 disciples in the upper room without Thomas. Watch this. Then they told Thomas. Thomas didn't believe it, so he came back, the 11 disciples in the upper room with Thomas this time. Thank you, God. In Mark 16, 14 through 18, and John 20th chapter, 26 through 29th verses, and 1 Corinthians 15 and 5. Amen? The sixth time, the seven disciples that were fishing in the lake of Tiberias. Who can tell me what happened then? John 21, 1 through 23, amen? I'm giving you these references because I want you to read. Then an eighth time, the disciples before, no, hold on, slow down, Pastor. The seventh time, the 11 disciples on a mountain in Galilee. The eighth time he showed himself was to the disciples before his ascension at the Mount of Olives. Mark 16, 19 through 20, Luke 24, 50 through 52, Acts 1, 3 through 11. He showed himself the ninth time was before more than 500. Now, 500 people sure enough can't be having the same illusion. Amen? That was in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And the 10th time, he showed himself to James, his brother. Now, what you need to know about James, somebody find 1 Corinthians 15 and 7. James didn't believe Jesus Christ was the Christ. That was his own brother. Amen? Come on. That was his brother. That was his flesh brother. Amen? That was his mother's child. Amen? But James did not believe that Jesus was the Christ. He didn't believe it till it was over. So Christ had to show himself to him, amen? Somebody got 1 Corinthians 15 and 7? Come on, Tab. He was seen of James and then all the apostles, amen? The Word of God says that he came and his own knew him not. I don't know how closer you get to your own than your brother, amen? I don't know how much closer you can get to your own, amen? There's a whole lot, amen, we coming to an end. There's a whole lot about the life of Christ, y'all, that's in here, but guess what? There's a whole lot about the life of Christ that's not in here either. We saw him at 12 in the temple, Elder. And then they bring him up again at when? At the age of what? 33. Amen. Amen. Beginning the ministry. Amen. Amen. So whatever was going on, that grooming part, God was getting ready. See, I can imagine from a baby to the age of 12, he was just living just like y'all, little boys. He was working in his father's business, amen? Becoming a carpenter, amen? He was learning the trade, amen? Christ himself at that age, we don't know, may not have realized who he was yet. We don't know. That's just like us in ministry. We don't realize when we out there cutting the fool and acting like we live with the devil. We don't know that what God is preparing us for. That's why we got to go ahead and get ready and do what? Stay ready. So Christ did a lot those 40 days, amen? But he showed himself. He showed himself. He showed himself. Thank you, Lord. So we looked at who he appeared to. We already know what he said because Sister Jalen already read it to us. Jesus commanded them to wait. Oh, we touched on that last week. Jesus commanded them to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit to come. Remember? He said, do not go from here until the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Amen? And then we have the day of what? Pentecost. Thank you, God. Ha! Huh. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, he said, look at what he did. He commanded the disciples to preach. That's what Sister Jalen read this morning. That he was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick, living, and dead. Thank you, God. He expounded on how things in the Old Testament pointed to him and how his death and resurrection fulfilled Old Testament prophecy. Somebody find Luke 24 and 27. Y'all be patient with me. Amen. Luke 24 and 27. Sister Caitlin, if you can bring it up for us. Luke 24 and 27. And then somebody else find 24 and 32. 24 and 27. Then the beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. This is Christ still teaching. He's a teacher, amen. What does that 32nd verse say in Luke 24? Y'all know who that was? The two he showed himself on the road to Emmaus. Amen? We learned that between Christ's death and resurrection, he had not ascended. He said, I have not ascended to the Father in John 20 and 17. Jesus gave the disciples a foretaste of the Holy Spirit in John 20 and 22. Jesus displayed his omniscience, his ability to know all, amen, telling the disciples where to cast their net to catch the fish, amen. They were out there and couldn't catch anything, amen. Jesus restored Peter after his what? Denial. Y'all know before Christ died, Peter's like, I don't know him. Christ told him, say, you're going to deny me. Y'all know when y'all think somebody in trouble? Oh, shoot. Y'all start backing away from him then. Christ told Peter, say, you know before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times. So that means between 9 morning, because the cock crow in the what? Morning. You're going to deny me. 3 different times, people say, aren't you with him? Aren't you in this group? You part of that gang over there? Oh, no, I don't know them. Aren't you one of his followers, the followers of this man? Oh, no, I don't know him. 3 different times, 3 different people asked him, and Peter said, don't know nothing about him. No, maybe I look like somebody with them, but I am not that person. But Jesus restored Peter. Go to John 21, 15 and 17, and we are almost done. Jesus restored Peter after Peter denied him. Now, y'all know somebody act like they don't know y'all. Y'all don't want nothing to do with them no more. Okay. Look at Caitlin smiling. She know. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, now this is after Christ has been denied, Christ done died, Christ done came. He says, Simon, see, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And Christ said to him, Peter said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my lambs. Y'all know what that means? See about my flock. Check on my sheep. What does that mean? Keep them on the right path. Who? The people. Amen? That's the lambs. That's us. Amen? Tend to us. Jesus again finally, Jesus ascended into heaven. The ascension can be found in Mark 16, 19 through 20, Luke 24, 50 and 51, and Acts, the first chapter, second verse, and 9 through 11 verses. The last thing I want to share with you is during the 40 days that Christ was on earth after his resurrection, he was in a glorified body, y'all. His body wasn't the same as the one that they had beat and wounded, amen? Though he still had the scars in his hand and the scar in his side, he was in a glorified body. This is the same body. Come on now, listen to me. We will get one day. What does that mean? Even if when we lay down and die, guess what? We're going to be raised again. This is the same body we will one day get. As such, it is interesting to see some of the things Christ did in his glorified body. Watch this, that we should be able to do in ours. He was able to instantly appear and disappear from sight. He could pass through closed doors. Watch this. But even in that glorified body, he was able to eat food. That glorified body had the scars in his hands and side. But it's also interesting for us to pay attention to this. When Jesus began his ministry, he spent 40 days in the wilderness. When Jesus began his ministry, he spent what? 40 days in the wilderness. Somebody tell me what happened in that wilderness. That was when what? Satan tried to tempt him. So if he went after Christ, guess what? He coming after us. So he spent 40 days in the wilderness at the beginning of his ministry. And at the end of his ministry, during his resurrection, he was on earth 40 days. Amen? That was the end of his ministry walking on this earth. Amen? Y'all stand up and give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we bless you and we give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for allowing your word to continue to be a part of our lives, to continue to teach us, God, and to direct us, Lord. Let us continue to learn of you. And as we learn of you, we will build a relationship with you. We will want to know more about you. We will want to know you more, God. And we know that all things will work together for the good of us who love you and are the called according to your purpose. Not some things, God, but all things. So in everything, we give thanks. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, in everything we give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Amen. Come on, give him a praise. It's offering time, amen. It's offering time. Thank you, Lord.